welcome back to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event. And as I've been saying, I am so grateful that you are here, that you have decided to join us and give yourself the gift of listening to these incredible women who are sharing, gosh, so much information, so much inspiration, so much knowledge, and their life experiences with you so that you can have more ease and grace on your own life journey. And I am so thrilled to be able to talk to these co-authors. I feel like it's an honor for me to know them and to share their stories and help them get out there into the world with their messages. And I know that that's why you're here. That's why you're listening. So without any further ado, I am going to read a brief introduction of Melanie Channel, who I am going to interview, and then we'll get started talking with her. Melanie Channel is a certified spiritual counselor, tarot card reader, numerologist, Chios Master Teacher, Crystal Healer, and Angel Enthusiast. She has been certified in over 60 energy healing modalities and has been studying spirituality and empowerment concepts for over 20 years. Melanie finds joy in helping people clear out old energy patterns and learning to take responsibility for their own healing process. She is passionate about empowering people to make choices that will steer them toward their life purpose and personal happiness. Melanie enjoys participating as a vendor and speaking at psychic fairs to help spread positivity and healing throughout Northern California. And Melanie, I am really grateful that you're here with me today. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really grateful to be here as well. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, this is great. You know, I really like your topic, the shift from pain and anguish to courage and light. You know, for me, it's like, wow, that's I'm looking forward to knowing what shifts occurred in your life because, you know, a lot of people, I believe, that are listening to this, they saw this title and they thought, you know, I'm having a little pain in my life. I'm suffering a little bit here, and I would like to have courage to change it, and I would like to move towards the light. So I'm really happy that you're talking about this topic today because I know it's universal. Everybody can relate to this. So let's start, Melanie, by talking about some of your own shifts. What would you say were the shifts that brought you from pain to courage and light?
Well, when I was young, I was really in fear most of the time. I had a terrible fear of being laughed at. I was really shy, and I didn't talk much. And this fear really held me back, and it kept me from being who I was really meant to be. There are a few shifts that stand out for me and that really helped me release some of that fear. One of them was after I divorced my husband. At that time, I was feeling really alone and actually quite desperate. I kept getting a feeling that I should get a psychic reading. I don't know where that came from because that's not how I grew up. If you knew my upbringing, you'd know that I was really afraid to do this because it was a sin in my house. I came across a psychic shop one day when I was driving down the road, and I finally found the courage to go in and have a reading, and that was really the start of my journey. It really wasn't scary, and I really felt at home with the woman that I was talking to. The picture that was painted for me when I was young wasn't true at all. Another shift was when I was working on starting to teach angel classes, and my grandparents showed me that I was on the right track. They were deceased. Okay, so their spirits were around for a couple of months or so, and they were encouraging me to keep it up. My grandmother would hide things, and then I would find them somewhere else. If you know anything about spiritualism, this is called apporting or apport. And I would smell gardenia, which was her favorite flower. And I'd also get really big feelings of total love. And my grandfather told me one day, you're doing the right thing, kid. And he always called everybody kid, so I know it was my grandfather. And he smoked cigars, and at that time I was smelling cigars as well. And I won't forget these experiences because they really made me acknowledge that I had psychic abilities. Okay. Then my mother came to my first angel class. And after that class, she had told me that she remembered when I was little and all the times that I told her you know, my experiences and knowing things would happen in the future. And that was really a huge breakthrough for me because memories, you know, came flooding back to me over the next period of a couple of months. And I'd really shoved these memories, you know, way deep down inside myself. I just needed a reminder that I was intuitive. And my brother had said something, too, not too long after that, about how he remembered me saying things like that. And it was like it just opened. My heart just opened. Everything just opened for me at that time.
I love that. You know, so let me ask you this. You said that, you know, your grandparents were there, your mother came, and did you actually hear voices? Like, a lot of people receive messages in different ways. Like, you smelled the smoke. What would you say to people who say, well, how do I know it's their voice? You know, how do I know it's them coming to me or if I'm making this stuff up in my head?
I actually did hear my grandfather. I heard his voice. And when he said, I knew it was him because he used to call everyone kid. I would have never just thought of that on my own. And then I also smelled the cigar smoke at the same time. It was him. I know it was.
Yeah.
And it's also feelings that you get. I'm pretty empathic, so the feelings were there.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, everybody gets it differently, and I feel the same way. So that's kind of cool. So let me ask you this. So you said when you were younger, right, it was sin in your house, right? This going to a reader or something like that was kind of a sin, and I had the same type of upbringing, so I can appreciate that. And I bet a lot of our listeners feel the same way. You know, it's not godly or anything like that to go to a reading or something. But, you know, besides that, but what if you had to give yourself, your younger self, some kind of advice? What would that be?
To take good care of your body, mind, and spirit. What you do really does affect other people. I used to tell my mother that what I did didn't affect other people. But as I've grown older, I've found, you know, that it really does. I've known a lot of people, including my husband, who's suffered through, you know, some horrible diseases. My husband has diabetes, and he didn't take care of himself, and he used to tell me the same thing that I used to tell my mother. And it wasn't until he really started getting sick that he took those words back. He's not the only person that I've known. I've known several people who've done, you know, things like doing drugs and have OD'd or abused alcohol and died of liver failure. And when somebody else had to take care of them, they took those words back. What I do doesn't affect other people. It most certainly does. Another thing I would tell my younger self is people will tell you who they are. When you're getting to know somebody, pay attention to what they say about themselves. I had a boyfriend who was a friend of mine for about 30 years, and something changed, and we started seeing each other. And at the beginning of that part of our relationship, he told me he didn't get too close to people, anyone. And I didn't hear that at that time, and he wound up really breaking my heart. I mean, we never talked to each other again, so that really hurt. You know, because we've known each other for so long, I could have steered myself away from a lot of heartache with that one. And so I would say pay better attention to your words. Pay good attention to what you say to people. I would also tell, you know, my younger self to realize that when people say and do hurtful things, it's not usually about you. It's usually about them. When I was a teenager, I was looking for men to approve of me, and a couple of them told me I was stupid. And those words really stuck with me and held me back for a really long time. So that was another example of being careful with your words. You don't know how it's going to affect somebody else.
Absolutely. So we want to be careful with our words and also listen to what people are telling us, because usually what they're telling us is the truth. I think it's Maya Angelou that said that, you know, people will tell you who they are or show you who they are. Listen the first time. So yeah. I like that information too. Yeah. You know, so Melanie, you started, first you went for a reading and you started opening up, you went to angel classes and you started learning for yourself all this stuff. But when, you know, what was it that led you to offering spiritual healing and classes?
Well, after I started seeing psychics and healers, I started taking healing classes, but it wasn't until I attended a 3-day leadership awakening experience, and that experience really helped me to realize that I could follow my passion, that even if it got really challenging, that if I just kept going and I was persistent and followed through on what I started with, that I had what it took to follow my dreams. I believe this power is in everybody, and I made a decision at that time to become the healer that I know I am. I've worked through a lot of adversity in my life, and that's made me a really, I would say, a stronger and more compassionate person. And I really strive to help other people see that in themselves. I try to help people see the God or goddess in themselves. I've had friends who've told me that I was a warrior. I don't really see that, but I know that no matter how bad things get, there's always hope that things can get better. And that's how I live my life.
I love that. You know, and I think that those are really great words for anybody that's listening that is going through some pain or anguish or uncomfortable times in their life, because, you know, there is hope and there is something there for you. And it's, you know, it's really about being open to the guidance when it comes and knowing that it could come from anywhere. It could even come from some words on this interview today. So being open to that is really, really important. You know, Melanie, I know that you are passionate about what you're doing with your work. What are you most passionate about in the work that you do?
I love to teach. I'm probably the most passionate about teaching. I'm really passionate about learning, and so I'm constantly learning. And so I really like to learn and then teach what I'm learning. So I love seeing people get that aha moment. You know, the aha moment, I get it. It's like a light bulb going off. I love seeing that. But I've also learned a lot from teaching others, you know, just as much from teaching others as students have learned from me. It's taught me patience and to be clear when I'm speaking so that they understand what I'm teaching. It's also helped me to be open to new ideas, and that's okay. You know, and it's okay to be wrong sometimes, you know, or not to know the answer. You know, anyway, I love to teach. That's what I'm the most passionate about.
So that's great. So how do you do your teaching? Do you do talks? What do you do to teach people?
I have a meetup group. I'm a co-founder of a meetup group, and I do a lot of teaching through my meetup group.
Oh, terrific. That's great. Well,
I want to go online.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I want to start doing some things online with teaching as well. I know a lot of people are doing that right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
Where I want to go.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because we're one big online community, right? That's how we can reach even more people is online. So that's great.
Right.
Yep, terrific. You know, Melanie, what would you say to somebody that's listening right now, and they decided to listen to you because they're looking for their own shift, and maybe they are having some pain and anguish in their life, and they want to live in courage, and they want to make some moves. What would you say to someone like that? Like, what would you recommend for their first step?
Learn how to meditate. I think that learning how to meditate is key in shifting your energy. It's because it's about learning who you are. You're going within yourself. You're not getting the information from the outside of yourself. You're going within. A lot of people say that they can't meditate or they can't learn how to meditate because they're, you know, always on the, you know, they're the squirrel on the wheel. And I just don't think that that's true. I think everybody can learn how to go within themselves. It takes a little bit of practice, but I think that is the key to raising your vibration or starting to raise your vibration, is to start learning who you are.
That's profound, and that's important, because I know a lot of people talk about meditation. I haven't heard people say that it helps you to go within because you find things, but of course it does. You know, like that has been my experience too, but I haven't heard anybody really talk about that. A lot of people say it gets rid of that monkey mind or that squirrel on the wheel mentality thing, but they didn't talk about that really that's where you get the answers.
Okay,
so Melanie, I know you mentioned that you want to start teaching through some online programs and things like that. Is that a new project that you're working on now? And then do you have other new projects that you're working on?
I am actually working on a project. I'm working on a lot of projects at once. So I'm working on writing a tarot online course. I really love the tarot. I've been doing that for years and years, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. I have done in-person tarot classes, but I've never done one online. So that's something that I'm looking at. Also, numerology. I'm working on a couple of books right now. I'm currently working on a book based on numerology and reading number sequences. It's going to correspond with some oracle cards that I created a few years back. And,
cool.
I'm also working on another anthology book that's based on synchronicities, and that should be coming out in early 2019. I've been working on past life regression and between life regression therapy and finishing up a healing that I received from Archangel Michael in 2011, which has to do with past life regression and DNA and opening up more psychically. So
you are a busy woman.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Wow. Well, that sounds great. I love that. I love that you're taking that out there and bringing that into your life more, these things that you're passionate about and teaching people. And since you love to teach, I think that's beautiful. And everybody else that will take your classes, your courses, will benefit from it. So that is awesome. So now, Melanie, let's talk about your clients that you have worked with thus far. So you've been doing this stuff for about 20 years, you said, this healing work and the spiritual counseling work and all of this. Who are your best clients? Like, who do you like to work with?
My best clients are people that really want to know who they are. I want to work with people who believe that life matters and has meaning, who want to, you know, be of service to people, who want to find that thing that makes their heart sing. It seems like I have been drawing people towards me, people that are healers recently that really want to start a business or want to get out there. And these are the type of people that I want to work with right now. So my thing is that I'd rather, you know, flirt with failure than not ever find my joy. Let's see, the other day, I heard from somebody on Oprah Winfrey, actually, that one of the the definition of hell is God showing me what I could have done and I didn't even try.
Oh.
That, to me, really, really stuck with me. So, I mean, I don't want to be one of those people on my deathbed and God showing me what I could have done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's great inspiration, and it drives you, right? So that's great. And I guess also your clients, you said you want to work with people who are ready, you know, that want to find their best self. So you want them to feel that too. You don't want them to answer that question either or see that and know they didn't try. So I love that.
Right.
Awesome. So, Melanie, this has been great. I know that you have a gift to offer to all of the listeners. Can you please tell us about what that gift is, how they can get it, and also how they can find you, maybe your website or some other information so they can read more about you?
Yes. I have a gift. It's called How to Write a Vision Statement, and I can send that to you if you email me at Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, _channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L-L, @yahoo.com. And also, you can check out my website at heartworksnow.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, you've got a lot of important work that you're doing and a lot of great projects that you're working on, and I certainly wish you well with them. I know that you know, this project was one of the projects that you brought into your life this year, and I'm grateful that you did that. I'm really happy, Melanie, that you decided to share your story in the book, and I know that our listeners will love to read your story. I had the pleasure of reading that already, and I got to see the insights that you, some of the shifts that you had in your life, and I'm very happy about that. I also want to thank you for sharing today, because a lot of people, you know, like I said, there are people out there in pain. They want to make changes in their life. They want to be more open to getting those messages from angels and guides and you know, loved ones, and so you're showing us that that's possible. So I really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you as well.
Thank you. And listeners, we both appreciate you. We're so happy that you decided to take this time. And I hope that you will take some of these words that Melanie just shared with us and bring some of this into your own life and have some of those shifts that help you to have more, live more in the light and have more courage in your life. So thank you very much, listeners. Be sure to continue to listen to the summit. Be sure to buy this book, Heart and Soul, on launch day, which is November 14th. And we're really excited for you to read these stories. I know that they can help you make shifts and inspire you in your life, in living more from your heart, inspired by your soul. So thank you, everybody. For now, have a beautiful, wonderful, light-filled day.
Living from our heart.